This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Beth Voorhees. A steady dip in natural gas prices has forced companies drilling in Pennsylvania to lay off workers and shut down operations. As the Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier reports, in drilling hotspots, that means a big change to the local economy.
At Jerry Lee's Emporium in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, there's a handwritten sign on the front door.
Store closing for good.
Jerry Lee Edwards opened the store in 2014. He came from southern West Virginia to tap into Pennsylvania's booming Marcellus shale industry to sell clothes to oil and gas workers.
But this is mainly the heart of the business. The fire-resistant coveralls, pants, jeans, and work pants.
Before coming to Waynesburg, Edwards sold his wares to coal miners in West Virginia. But that industry was suffering, so he moved north to Pennsylvania. Business was good for a few months.
For the first 6 months, fabulous. Then it just started going down and down and down.
Business got so bad, Edwards decided to close his shop this spring. A lot of others who've tied their fortunes to the fracking industry are having to make similar recalibrations. Low natural gas prices have led fracking companies to slash budgets and lay off workers. State records show Pennsylvania lost 10,000 jobs in the industry. And it's having an impact. Robbie Matisic is head of economic development for Greene County, one of the biggest drilling areas in the Marcellus Shale. Sitting in her office in downtown Waynesburg, she said the difference between now and a few years ago is audible.
My goodness, in 2010 and in 2011, we wouldn't have been able to have this conversation here so close to the street because it was just constant traffic.
Matisic said when the boom started about 5 years ago, there was an influx of workers into the county.
All of a sudden, we saw most of the traffic that went through this town was from Oklahoma, Texas, Arkansas, Colorado, Utah.
The county benefited from that activity. It's gotten millions of dollars in drilling fees that have gone towards roads and bridges, sewers, and social services. Matisic said locals also got jobs, with businesses that supplied the drilling rigs and pipeline crews. Restaurants and hotels were also full, and savvy local businesses began catering to oil and gas workers as they passed through.
Yeah, we have six spots down here at the bottom.
Joel Kovach manages Rohanna's Golf Course just outside Waynesburg. About 5 years ago, Rohanna's added an RV park. The company cleared a patch of roadside and put in hookups for 30 RVs to cater to oil and gas workers. The spaces filled up, and for a while, they had a waiting list.
I'd say it was at least 10 to 15 spots deep, and those people needed somewhere to stay.
Today, though, only 8 of the 30 RV spots are filled. The rest of the lots stand empty.
It's been like this for probably 6 to 9 months now, to where there's not too many people.
Kovach thinks business will pick up again in the future. As for Edwards, the shop owner who's closing up, he doesn't think he can wait that long.
They say it'll come back in 2 or 3 years. I'm 73 years old. I'm not waiting 2 or 3 years for it to maybe come back.
He's actually heading to the U.S. Virgin Islands, where he'll work as a music promoter. It's not a bad fallback. But for those sticking around in Greene County, most are getting used to what looks like the end of the boom times. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.
The Allegheny Front is produced in Pittsburgh and reports on the environment. More at AlleghenyFront.org. This is West Virginia Morning. It's 7:48. Rain and thunderstorms with gusty winds today. Temperatures will be in the 60s. Rain mixing with snow tonight. Overnight lows in the 20s. There's a freeze warning in effect from 2 a.m. to 9 a.m. Tuesday for most areas of the state. Sunny on Tuesday, but remaining chilly with daytime highs in the 40s.
Support for the weather forecast is provided by Erie Insurance, putting service first since 1925. Local agents available at erieinsurance.com.
movement in the hip-hop scene of the Upper Ohio Valley, and it's called The Movement. It's all about supporting hip-hop artists, and one of their latest efforts to unite and celebrate the scene is the first annual Ohio Valley Hip-Hop Awards. Glynis Bohr discovered a diverse pool of contributing artists who are working hard to be heard.
Been getting them gone while you're flicking your charm. I'm sick with the arm. My left one.
In preparation for the Ohio Valley Hip Hop Awards, artists came together to take turns demonstrating their rapping skills.
Nuts. Second verse, second line. Can we jump in? Let's listen. You got to come through there.
Yeah.
Man, that
don't need glasses to see what's going on.
When artists take turns showing off their rapping skills like this, it's called a cipher. This cipher included lots of artists nominated for various awards. Each verse was recorded and used to promote the award ceremony through social media channels.
Better yet, I can tell you a story to take to school with. Excuse me, I'm new at this. Mobb Deep and them was my influences. I came this close to ruining this damn blue.
My name's Shane, S-H-A-N-N-E. My last name, real name, government, is B-O-T-I-Z-A-N. But I go by Shane Gain, G-A-I-N.
Shane is an Ohio Valley hip-hop artist who grew up here in the northern panhandle of West Virginia. He says he raps honestly about his life and that it hasn't been a charmed life. He remembers running through the streets of South Wheeling with a group of dozens of kids.
It was actually horrible, and you find needles on the ground and see people sleeping in the alley and stuff, but if we all stuck together, we were good to go. If we just stuck together, we were good.
He says he started listening to rap music at the impressionable ages of 12 and 13.
Kind of like screwed my life up listening to it, but now I'm older. I feel like I'm old. I'm almost 30, and I am 30. I lied, but it's just going by quick. I got a 12-year-old daughter, and it's just going by super-duper quick. So I need to grab onto something now.
So when you meet Shane, you meet this enthusiastic, hopeful, and desperately positive person. He's a man who clearly cares a lot about his family and friends. But Shane has had run-ins with the law. He raps about societal pressures and a life surrounded by drugs because he says that's the world he was born into. His musical ambition is to give listeners goosebumps with his lyrical storytelling style.
It's the Bruce Banner of soft. I sold anything that had a smell, got you numb and cooked the raw. What? Do I look like a cook to y'all? Skip three steps and then I look to y'all to help me. Listen.
And at the Cypher recording session in Wheeling, Shane was rapping next to a young man named Alex Raymer. A very young man.
I may be new to the rapping game, but my lyrics are clean and yours are lame. I'm 10, I'm fresh, I'm young, I'm smart, I'm a better composer than old Mozart.
A battle kids, Reese's and Lunch, they all good, what's your punch? Like Eminem, I'm light and thin, but my name's Alex and I always win. I know more words than a dictionary, scared all the words in the local library.
Tell me when you got interested in it.
Well, it just sparked my interest for a little bit. I can't exactly recall how I got started in this.
He did grow up listening to hip-hop music.
That's Slick's mom, Claudia. Slick is on the autism spectrum, and she says when he took to writing and producing verses and wanted to be involved in the Ohio Valley Hip-Hop Awards, she wanted to do everything she could to support his passion.
I mean, he spends a lot of time on his computer doing it. So the computer, the technical aspect of it, you know, and he loves writing, so it's all good skills for a kid to have anyway.
Oh, wait, ask me for, like, any advice that I could say or something.
Yeah, go ahead.
Speak clearly when you rap. Just go at the medium pace.
And so is this definitely something that you want to do? You want to be a rapper when you grow up?
Maybe. I could be a cartoonist. I don't know. I'm shifting around with my interests. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to be when I grow up. Probably a brain surgeon or something.
Go ahead and try. You can't keep up. Try in a corner, you little buttercup. I'll be famous by age 18. Signed on the grass in a magazine. Head over the award. It's no contest. Everyone knows I'm the best.
Slick was definitely the youngest in the studio that evening. There were also a couple of high school kids participating. Even the guys considered veterans in the room were pretty young. Claudel Whetstone is one of the sound engineers who recorded and mixed the Cyphers. He's 34 and remembers building this studio here in East Wheeling in the early 2000s.
This is the studio, Future Entertainment. I mean, you can ask around. You know, everybody who's recorded anything or try to do local music, they've been in this studio.
Whetstone is one of the major movers in what is referred to as the movement in the Ohio Valley. He was also one of the judges for the Hip Hop Awards. He says the best hip hop today can't be found on radio or TV, and the awards ceremony is a way to shine light on the talent that's deep underground here.
It's an opportunity to say, hey, this is what we're listening to, this is who we're listening to, this is the type of music we're listening to.
Hello?
About 200 showed up for the awards ceremony that was held at the McClure Hotel in downtown Wheeling.
All right, first off, thank you for everybody that came out tonight. I appreciate everybody spending their hard-earned money and coming down to this first annual, we hope, Ohio Valley Hip Hop Awards. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Ron Scott Jr. I do a lot of community stuff in the area.
Anyone and everyone will tell you that Ron Scott Jr. is the driving force behind the awards and the movement in the Ohio Valley.
And I'm also one of these guys that really likes rap music. So I thought, what's the best way to keep this genre and culture in the Valley moving, but to get a system where we could acknowledge, reward, and encourage these artists to keep doing what it is that they do.
Now, I think my biggest motivation is seeing people pursue a passion. Now, I love art and I love academics as well, but the only thing I love more than that is seeing folks do something that they want to do. Like, most of these artists that are getting honored haven't received a dime for doing these things that they love, and they're spending their money and they're never getting recognized, so they're solely doing it because they love it.
More than 19 artists were involved in the awards.
It was when I was like 15, 16, I started to write after my uncle had passed away. My grandma would always write like poems about him.
This is Josh Pethel. He goes by Poetic Path.
I seen how she used that like art form as a way to express herself and like feelings that she harbored deep down inside. So then God would always write down my problems as well in that form.
He took 3 of the 9 awards, Best New Artist, Best Lyricist, and...
And the winner for Mixtape Album of the Year is... Life, Poetic Path.
I didn't actually take rap fully serious and understand my effect of my words on people until, like, last year. So it's been a big, big jump, because, like, when I started realizing, like, people are, you know, paying attention to what I have to say, I was like, all right, well, let me just put... you know, all seriousness into this craft, and now I'm happier than ever, and I'm getting awards and all this stuff, so it's a trip.
Check it. Look. My mom had both hips replaced at such a young age. Trying to raise 3 kids with a low budget pay. Food stamps was enough. In school, I was devouring lunch. 5 outfits a year, them school vouchers were clutch.
Probably wish you could, they gave us more, but it was more than enough. Could have had it rough, so I'm sending you my love. I grew up biological fatherless, but my step pops made me a man with the common sense. Such astonishment. When I view back, watching Rugrats while my Uncle T move crack. Don't get confused at thinking that he was a bad person. He taught me money's everything, but at the same time, it's worthless when it comes to values like...
For Inside Appalachia, I'm Glennis Board in Wheeling.
And you can hear more of Glennis Board's story and get to know the Appalachian hip-hop community on this week's Inside Appalachia podcast, subscribing on iTunes, Downcast, or on our website, wvpublic.org. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Keep up with all the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. Our producer is Ashton Mara. Our director is Teresa Wills. I'm Beth Voorhees.